One of Broadway's most celebrated voices is now being heard in Houston. And for the first time, Audra McDonald is performing in an opera. She is starring in the Houston Grand Opera's production of Francis Poulenc's La Voix Humaine, and she's singing a new work commissioned for her by composer Michael John Lacusa called Send, Who Are You? I Love You. Bill Siebel of member station KERA has more.
Audra McDonald has become a Broadway star over the last 12 years, winning Tony Awards for her roles in A Raisin in the Sun, Masterclass, Carousel, and Ragtime.
Daddy played piano, played it very well. Music from those hands could catch you like a spell.
But Audra McDonald is also a classically trained singer and actress. She says one of her favorite pieces is Francis Poulenc's La Voix Humaine. When the Houston Grand Opera called to ask if she'd like to sing it, McDonald could not say no.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. I'm very stupid about certain things like that. I was so into the piece that I thought, I just want to do the piece. And so I say yes, and it's a piece that I've loved since school. So I say yes, sign on the dotted line, and then worry about the consequences.
Attracted to it, afraid of running from it. That's the kind of emotional dichotomy explored in both La Voix Humaine and Michael John Lacusa's new work. La Voix Humaine was Francis Poulenc's last opera. It's based on Jean Cocteau's story about a desperate woman on the phone with her lover who's decided to leave her.
No. No. I'm right here.
Alone on stage with only a telephone and some furniture, the character does everything she can to hide her hysteria. McDonald sings the English version.
Yes, you can send for it when you like. A bit rough. I understand. Oh, my sweet, don't apologize. It's not at all strange, and it's me. I am the stupid one.
Because Poulenc's work is only 40 minutes long, the Houston Grand Opera needed something to fill out the program. It approached Michael John Lacusa to write a new one-woman opera. Lacusa teamed up with director Lonnie Price to come up with a companion piece to Poulenc's telephone drama.
What is the way that we communicate now? How do we communicate now? How do we date people now? And a lot of times, the internet has played a very important role for a lot of people's lives now in communicating with people as well as setting up a romance.
The character is a young, single professional awaiting the first phone call from a man with whom she's only corresponded by email. Director Lonnie Price says there had to be some fun in the relationship.
And this piece is loaded with humor, which we talked about a lot. The second piece is rather dour, and this piece we wanted to show the lighter side.
Single professional female, 31, intelligent college graduate, active and fun, adventurous. Attractive in tone, semi-vegetarian, on the cusp Aquarian, seek single professional male who is straight and sure, intelligent, self-reliant, please God, mature.
Composer Michael John Lacusa had already written the musical theater piece for McDonald. Marie Christine earned them both Tony nominations, and he's won two Obies. But, like McDonald, Lacusa is classically trained, and he spent 2 years in residence with Chicago's Lyric Opera. He says putting the story and music together for Send wasn't much different than writing from Broadway, but the opera gave him more creative freedom.
I don't have to provide a cut-and-dry Broadway-esque score, something that meets the expectations of the audience and nothing more. That's, to me, why I go back and forth between opera and musicals.
To see.
Lacusa's creation successfully straddles both worlds, says critic William Littler with the Toronto Star, who was in Houston for the premiere. But he wishes the piece had been more challenging.
It doesn't sound like conventional show music, but it doesn't sound like conventional classical music of a generation or two ago either. It's generically very easy on everybody involved. And perhaps that isn't the most complimentary thing one might say, because one always likes, at least critics always like, challenge. We always like to go where we haven't been before. The audience, of course, likes to go exactly where it has been before. But I think we've come closer in recent years because composers themselves have realized that there aren't the support structures there once were for their work. They have to live and die in the marketplace.
That means selling more tickets. Audra McDonald thinks opera should be more accessible and believes the lines between music theater and opera are already blurring.
I guess it just depends on, at this point, where they are performed. But in the next couple of years, I think that's going to change a lot, too. Every once in a while, you get city opera. They've done The Most Happy Fella. They've done, you know, some Stephen Sondheim things. And I think that's wonderful because opera can tend to get a little, I think, high-minded and sometimes get stuck in a bit of an ivory tower, and I don't think it's as much the people's music as it used to be.
Audra McDonald and composer Michael John Lacusa seem to be doing their part to change that. Lacusa's Send, Who Are You? I Love You, and Poulenc's Le Roi Humain continue at the Houston Grand Opera through this coming weekend. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble.